This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the third night of the Republican National Convention, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination for a second term. Top women in the Trump administration talked about what they see as President Donald Trump's compassion and commitment. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Soon-to-be former presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway describes President Trump as able to lift up the American people.
Provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she sees Trump as compassionate and caring, especially toward military families and crime victims.
I've seen him offer heartfelt outreach to grieving parents who lost their children to crime in the streets.
Second Lady Karen Pence also praised Trump and her husband as she called on supporters.
Re-elect President Trump and Vice President Pence for 4 more years.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump officially accepts the party's nomination Thursday night. Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. While all this has been happening, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Laura, which has strengthened into a menacing Category 4 storm. Its power is raising fears of a 20-foot storm surge that forecasters say would be unsurvivable and capable of sinking entire communities on the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Authorities implored coastal residents to evacuate, but not everyone did so. Now, the storm grew nearly 87% in power in just 24 hours to reach Category 3 status, and it continued to draw energy from the warm Gulf of Mexico waters. Laura so far is on track to be the most powerful hurricane to strike the U.S. so far this year. This is VOA News. More than 824,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. That's more than a third in the U.S. and Brazil combined. The number of infections hit another milestone of 24 million and counting, with the bulk of those infections in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Russia has the fourth highest and is almost at 1 million cases. South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infection since early March, when the country had the first large outbreak, the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab said Wednesday the country is at risk of losing control over the coronavirus outbreak after rising cases following the August 4th explosion in Beirut. Kenya's president extended a nationwide curfew for another 30 days as cases rise outside the capital of Nairobi. All three NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday were postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott in their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Called off were the games between Milwaukee in Orlando, Houston in Oklahoma City, and the Los Angeles Lakers with Portland. The NBA said all the games would be rescheduled, but they didn't say when. The 10th-ranked woman tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, said that she pulled out of the semifinals of a tennis tournament in protest of racial injustice. Osaka has a Japanese mother and Haitian father. She said in a social media post, "Before I am an athlete, I am a black woman." A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of two people during the third night of protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. Two people were killed Tuesday night in an attack carried out by a young white man who was caught on cell phone video opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle. The State Department of Justice says the officer who shot Blake is a 7-year veteran of the police department. The white supremacist who slaughtered 51 worshippers at two New Zealand mosques has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The judge imposed the maximum available sentence on Britton Harrison Tarrant, first time the sentence has been imposed in New Zealand. The March 2019 attacks targeting people praying at two mosques shocked the New Zealand area and prompted new laws banning some semi-automatic weapons and more. Find more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.